This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
God. Whoa, you're a genius.
Thank you. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm a genius.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any, although maybe we'll reconsider.
Boy, we really jump around on that. We need to get a consistent message going on whether you can have any.
I'm too busy with my ice cream. Icebox cake.
Which is the subject of today's episode, icebox cake. So maybe we should start by defining icebox cake, because I only learned what it was a few years ago. So
me too.
I'm willing to bet that someone out there, possibly like in a country other than our own, might have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, and I think basically we're like the last people on Earth, or certainly in the U.S. to learn.
Wait, we are the last people on Earth? Are we going to have to repopulate the Earth?
Oh, God. More reason, like, for people to think we're married. This
could, after like the first generation, it's going to get really gross.
Anyway, so icebox cake. Basically, you take these things, most commonly called famous chocolate wafers made by Nabisco. It seems to me that they are made exclusively for the purpose of making icebox cake.
Yeah, and there are a few interesting things about them, which we should get to.
But anyway, they're these round, very thin, very dark, like the color of an Oreo chocolate wafer cookies. You can purchase them at a grocery store near you. And you layer them with whipped cream and then put the whole thing in the fridge? Freezer?
Fridge.
Fridge. For how long?
At least a few hours, and overnight is best.
And the idea is that these cookies kind of soften and swell a little bit, almost become kind of cake-like.
And at the same time, because moisture is coming out of the whipped cream and into the cookies, the whipped cream kind of firms up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it takes absolutely no skill and almost no time to make this.
So most people learn about this as children. Matthew and I are great anomalies, as usual.
I mean, maybe I had it when I was a kid, but I don't remember it. I just remember getting into it as an adult.
I know that my husband grew up having this a lot as a kid, and he couldn't believe that I had never had it. Anyway, there are a number of different shapes it can take, too. I mean, it is up to you what you want your icebox cake to look like.
Yeah, so you've got, you know, the parts, like you've got like a Legos or like an Erector set going, and the parts are these round cookies and whipped cream, and you can build it any way you want. It's your house of cards. I think I just switched metaphors.
Is Peter Russo gonna die?
Yes, I don't know anything about that.
You
show.
Don't?
No.
Oh my God, you and Lori should totally watch it.
Okay,
it's wonderful. Kevin Spacey is so delightfully evil. And so is his wife.
I like evil. So.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to love it.
Okay.
So what did you construct this in? Did you just do it on a plate?
So, yes, just on a plate, just like making stacks of cookies, making like a long log of cookies held together with whipped cream, and then putting whipped cream all over the top of it, and then
Wait,
you
did you lay
it.
The cookies on their sides?
Yes.
Oh.
So you're making like, you know, a centipede of cookies stuck together.
Oh, wow.
Which is way better than a human centipede.
So much better.
And then you slice it kind of on the diagonal so you can see the stripes of the brown cookies and white whipped cream. And this one that I've made is a mint chocolate icebox cake, and all I did was stir a little bit of mint extract into the cream.
Mm, it is wonderful. So,
I can eat so much icebox cake.
In what? Oh, I know. I mean, because it's like basically eating a bowl full of whipped cream.
Yeah, exactly. But it's better because, you know, that because of this alchemy that happens to the whipped cream.
And I have to say that the flavor of the chocolate wafers, again, kind of like an Oreo, it just tastes kind of brown, which is somehow wonderful with the cream.
Well, I have a box of chocolate wafers here. And of course, okay, a couple of weird things about the chocolate wafers. First of all, they're like the most expensive cookies in the supermarket. And I don't know why that is. I hope it's because they're crammed full of high quality chocolate, but it's like $6 for a small box of cookies. I bet they have cocoa powder.
Yep, that's it. Oh, they also have high fructose corn syrup. Gosh, that's really disappointing.
Oh, come on. Don't ruin.
Oh, sorry. It's not all comedy when we start talking about nutrition. God, nutrition. I hate it.
The thing, I feel that these are not very good at all to eat on their own, and I will eat some really low-end cookies quite happily.
Oh.
And yet, again, like, when you combine them with whipped cream, magic occurs.
My gosh. This actually tastes like cardboard. I think cardboard would taste better.
Right. The texture is bad. The flavor is almost non-existent.
The flavor is, I think the word for it is really, it's dusty.
Yeah.
This tastes like something you find under your bed.
Well, I mean, in this apocalyptic scenario that we find ourselves in, I mean, there's only two of us left.
I would rather eat your dead body than finish this cookie.
If you had to eat my dead body, what would you eat first? Don't answer that.
I think.
No, okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, it depends on... Am I cooking it? Can I cook it? Come on, I'll figure out how to build a fire.
You can cook it.
Okay, so I think I'm going to do the thigh.
Okay, I think that makes sense.
Isolate a big piece of muscle and spit roast it.
Okay.
Oh, your femur is like a good spit.
Oh, you're spit roasting it on its own. Weren't we talking about like animals that? Like how you can eat mussels with a mussel shell?
Yeah.
We just found another one. Another animal you can eat using its own utensils. Me. And this week, we're talking about cannibalism.
Seriously, I'm not going to finish this wafer. It's really not good.
No, but isn't that amazing how good it gets? And so I feel like this is one of those shows where I'm just going to keep going on and on because I have so many opinions on this topic. I have had icebox cakes made with other things. Have you had an icebox cake?
Like with human femurs?
I was just going to leave it at other things and let people fill it in.
Do you think that if you used human bones, that if left long enough with cream, that they would soften and you could cut through them with a spoon?
I think definitely.
I think all of our subscribers are unsubscribing.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. So what other kinds of cookies?
Okay, so I've had icebox cakes made with graham crackers. I've had icebox cakes made with ginger snaps.
Mm.
I've had icebox cakes made with Oreos.
Oh, so and with the Oreo filling.
With the Oreos with the Oreo filling.
Does that make it too sweet?
Actually, you unscrew each Oreo and lick the filling off and then make a cake out of them.
Perfect.
Serve it only to the ones you love.
How was it with the filling inside?
Well, I don't think any of these things work very well. And, you know, and we should say that we did a little research here, if you can believe that. And icebox cakes are a descendant of trifles. You know, those desserts, English desserts made in a big glass bowl, mold.
A trifle bowl.
Yeah. Where you layer whipped cream and like
sponge cake.
Yeah.
And usually a custard as well, I believe.
Right. So it's the idea of taking.
Actually, I don't even know that there's whipped cream involved. Usually.
Okay. Maybe not.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Matt.
So I did a ton of research here.
Yeah, go on.
And so it's not like Nabisco invented this idea. And yet, really, I've never had a icebox cake made with anything other than chocolate wafers that I thought was as Moorish, if you will, as this one.
Yeah. There is an incredible metamorphosis that occurs, you know. In the true sense of metamorphosis, in that first you start out with this kind of ugly thing,
Yeah.
And then you put it in the fridge, and it's a beautiful butterfly.
Yes. And, yeah, could you pass me a wing? It's, yeah, it's Wing Wednesdays at the Butterfly Cafe.
Oh, God. Ugh. Okay, so...
Oh, what? What? It was okay when you were talking about eating people, but when I talk about eating butterflies, somehow that's over the line?
They're so pretty.
Yeah, it's true. People are like big bags of ick.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
There was a great article on Food 52 that we'll link to that was like how to improvise an icebox cake, basically, and... you know, you can mix in a whole bunch of stuff with the whipped cream, and that's good. So I did mint extract. There's a Martha Stewart recipe that I have not made, but I'm definitely going to, where you whip a little peanut butter in with the whipped cream. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That sounds incredible. That sounds really, really good.
As long as it doesn't
good.
Ruin the texture.
I think you'd need to use something like Skippy.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm eating cake.
Take your time. Mm-hmm. It's not like people are sitting here listening, waiting for us.
And you're listening to Dead Air with Terry Gross.
Hey, you know what I discovered this morning?
What?
So I'd always wondered, you know, Tori Malatia, the producer of, he is the producer, right, of This American Life?
He's no longer with the show, but he's the founder I don't know what his actual title was. He's their boss.
I kept thinking that I just had never heard of the name Tori for a man. And I kept thinking, you know, I've been picturing Tori Malatia as a man for all these years. And I thought, I wonder if it's actually a woman. And I looked it up and it's a man. Sort of anticlimactic. But there you go, everybody. In case you've wondered, Tori Malatia, male.
Oh, so that's the whole story.
Tori Malatia has boy parts.
Wait. How did you verify that?
I Googled
did
it.
Did you cook him?
I...
This has to stop. I mean, I guess it doesn't since we're the last people left on Earth. there's no one left to cook except me.
And Tori Mallet.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah. Well, tell me more about this Food 52 thing. Does anybody even need a recipe, really, to make an icebox cake?
I mean, it kind of
seems like the ultimate vehicle for improvisation.
It is truly the ultimate vehicle for improvisation. because you can make one with literally two ingredients, chocolate wafers and whipped cream, and it'll be awesome. You know, if you flavor the whipped cream, that's fine. You can try different cookies. Maybe that'll work for you better than it has for me. You can put fruit on top. You can put a sauce on it. You know, you can dress this up any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to beat the original.
But I seem to recall that Deb Perlman, who writes the wonderful website Smitten Kitchen, which everybody loves, myself included, she posted a recipe once for icebox cake, and she made her own chocolate wafers.
Yes,
that
I was too Deb, lazy to do that.
Deb, what a woman.
And the recipe she used for that was from one of our favorites, Alice Medrich, who we talked about, I'm sure we talked about her on the hot chocolate recipe, or the chocolate milk recipe. Chocolate milk episode, which is, I think, is a bonus subscriber only episode. So.
I think we may have also talked about her on the buckwheat episode.
I bet we did.
Because mm-hmm, I think we made her buckwheat sablés.
And sablés. So she has a recipe for homemade chocolate wafers. I am eager to try them. On the other hand, I guess they would have to be a lot better than Nabisco for me to go to the trouble.
Well, maybe they'd actually be edible on their own.
Yeah, that would be interesting, actually.
That would be a great improvement.
Okay, so if you have tried those, we want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? What else in the realm of the icebox cake?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like I'm still so new to icebox cakes. This is all of this. It's a revelation to me.
Yeah, the other thing about that the Smitten Kitchen one, which we'll link to, is she did a beautiful job of building her cake so that it looks like an artsy fancy dessert. But I bet it's still not that very hard to make.
Yeah, that is the thing about an icebox cake, is it looks really special, even though it is kind of the easiest cake-like thing you might ever make.
We should take a picture of the zebra-striped cut interior of the cake.
We should.
And post it.
We should.
And so people can admire the zebra stripes.
Yeah.
If you were going to eat a roasted zebra,
mm-hmm.
What part would you eat first?
Well, I think I would take the back haunch and maybe... I was going to say age it like a ham, but I worry that there's not enough fat there. What would you start with?
I would start with the white meat, by which I mean the meat under the white stripes.
Ah, great.
If
Do you think you could find Jack White.
I was just going to say, if it was just you, me, Jack White, and Meg White left on Earth, could we...
And the white meat from a zebra.
This and, I think and this week we're talking about surrealism.
Enough. Next thing, we'll be talking about dripping clocks.
Yes, that was our Icebox King episode. Apparently, we have like 7 minutes of observations on Icebox cakes. I really thought I was going to go on and on and on.
Huh. Well, there's not a lot to say. I mean, it's tasty and it's easy.
I think
it's your two ingredient. Slam dunk. Yes.
I remembered something I wanted to say.
Okay.
There's a great cookbook that came out within the last couple of years called Bakeless Sweets by Faith Durand, which is all kinds of desserts that don't have to be baked. So some of them have a stovetop component, but there's no baking involved. So there's like puddings and custards and icebox cakes. And she has a lot of really nice variations in there and some beautiful photos too.
Very cool. And I've met Faith. She's a good person. So.
Oh, so you let me look it up instead of just telling me what her name was?
I didn't remember that was her book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm sorry, Faith.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm really excited to check out her icebox cake variations, though, because I feel like, you know how people feel like they can't turn on the oven when it's hot outside?
I do know that.
Myself included. I feel like the icebox cake is just the thing for summer. And isn't summer going to be happening soon after this podcast airs?
I think very soon, yeah.
Great. Hey, everybody. Happy summer.
Yeah, I mean, depends where you are. You might still be under a polar vortex, but you might be on a cloud. So you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post some links to some icebox cake variations and post a picture of the beautiful icebox cake that we made. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast and tell us about your favorite icebox cake variations.
Please do. You can also find us on iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show and leave us a review.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. And it's been nice knowing you because Molly's going to eat me.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. So I wanted to make the peanut. Can we talk about more about icebox cakes?
Can we eat a little bit more?
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.